Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Today's reports will focus on the City Golf Tournament. This weekend at Cascades, we saw the fields pared down for next weekend's semifinal Saturday and championship Sunday. In our first report, we'll take a look at the men's championship flight and the senior championship flight. In the men's championship flight on Saturday, it went according to Hoyle as all top 8 seeds advanced to Sunday's quarterfinal action. But Sunday, the tables were turned as the number 8, 7, 6, and 5 seeds upset the 1, 2, 3, and 4 to advance to next Saturday's semifinals. Mitch Ord, the 8th seed, was a 3-time champion, defeated defending champion Jackson Cowden 5-3. Harrison Carmichael, he'll be the only newbie if he ends up winning next weekend. Everybody else has had a city championship under their belt. He defeated Doak Henry in 20 holes. Aaron Walters, the 2002 champ, beat Nick Burris 6-5, and Chris Williams and Brian Muehlhaus. Williams, the 6th seed, 5-4 there. So moving on to the weekend is all the higher seeds in the men's championship flight. The semifinals will be on Saturday and championship Sunday next week. In the seniors championship, defending champion Steve Hines knocked out Bernie Lomax 3-1. Lomax was the 9th seed. But the story in the senior championships was Mark Chestnutwood and Jim Alexander, as they both beat higher seeded players in each of their matches on the weekend. Chestnutwood had to defeat the 5 and the 4, while Alexander had to defeat the 6 and the 3. Chestnutwood beat Gary Udaly on Sunday, 1-up. Alexander beat number 3 Matt Till on Sunday after beating the 6th seed on Saturday. Rounding out the final four, everybody knows this name, it's Ike Martin. He needed all 18 holes to beat Tim Gillespie, and he did so 1-up. So the Saturday semifinals are set on the senior side. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glascott.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Summertime in the city means championship golf out at the Cascades. Part 2 of our reports this morning focuses on the Super Seniors, Women's, and Juniors divisions. The Super Seniors defending champion is Rick Miracle, and he made quick work of Kirby Gann 6-5, so he'll have a chance to defend his championship coming up on Sunday. He'll take on John Cantwell. Cantwell was the 3 seed. He defeated the 2 seed Fred Cooksey 2-1. So it's Cantwell versus defending champion Miracle on Sunday. The Junior Boys Championship semifinals were set on the weekend as well, and it almost went according to Hoyle there. The number 1 seed Logan Vernon defeated Sam Grant 3-2. Drew Todd, the 5 seed, upset number 4 seed Devin Moss 7-6. Drew's brother Evan, the 2 seed, beat Reese Heckman 6-5, and Nathan Till beat Landon Ringler 3-2, Till the 3 seed and Ringler the 6 seed. 3 out of the 4 of those are Bloomington North Cougars. Interestingly enough, the Todd brothers go to different high schools. Katrina Ellison will be in the finals of the Marion Lawson division after she defeated Noy K 8-7. Awaiting her will be the 2015 champ and last year's runner-up, Carol Avenson. Next Sunday's Women's Championship will feature 5-time winner Missy Ringler against recent South grad Lydia Quinn. Missy Ringler looking for her 6th championship. She's already in the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame. And in the Junior Girls Division, the championship has already been decided as Madeline Stanek defeated Audrey Quinn. Dave and Glass in the zone and your phone calls tonight at 6. We'll talk Pacers roster as it added more pieces over the weekend. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glasgow.